This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Opioid overdose deaths are increasing across Wisconsin, and the Menominee Indian Tribe has the highest rate of deaths. But tribal leaders are working on new approaches to address the issue. Evan Casey reports on what the tribe and its 8,500 members are doing to curb the increase.
On the day her first son was born, Lighty Dodge's dad died of a drug overdose. Just 2 years later, her mother died from liver failure, following a battle with alcoholism. Dodge was just 21 years old. She started taking prescription drugs to help deal with the grief. That quickly turned to illegal drugs.
I got really bad on heroin, and then heroin wasn't enough, so then I got really bad on fentanyl, and I got introduced to the wrong people.
Dodge is Native American and a direct descendant of the Menominee Indian Tribe of Wisconsin. She battled addiction for years while living on the tribe's Northeast Wisconsin reservation. She was in and out of drug court and treatment centers. But in 2021, she got clean. Today, she's 29 years old and 20 months sober. She says she wants to be there for her children.
Had it not been for them and my family and like the team that I had, I might not have made it, right? Like, this is my first time actually trying to get sober, right? Going to treatment, doing the things that I needed to do, and really setting like the foundation for my recovery to build.
Unfortunately, Dodge's story of addiction is not unique to her. National stats show Native Americans experience higher overdose death rates than other racial and ethnic groups. Overdoses among all races soared during the COVID-19 pandemic, and they haven't declined yet. Many of the deaths involve fentanyl, a drug 80 to 100 times stronger than morphine. That's something Wisconsin's Menominee Indian Tribe is trying to fight. Menominee County has the highest overdose death rate in the entire state. Last year, the tribe saw a record 16 overdose deaths. On a sunny Monday in January, a group of tribal officials gathered in the reservation's community center for a meeting of its new drug intervention team.
Welcome, everybody. We're gonna go ahead and get going with our drug intervention team meeting here.
Police Chief Keith Turtelot is on the team. He says the issue is so bad, his officers are getting burned out from all the calls they're going to.
It's a common situation that we go from one overdose to the next to the next.
The chief says police regularly give out the overdose reversal medication Narcan.
But we need to make sure that we can get to them and get them into treatment and get them help, and that's what this whole organization is about.
The team is working to coordinate efforts with law enforcement, as well as to increase prevention and treatment efforts on the reservation. They're also working to get more recovery coaches. They'll be available through a 24/7 hotline. Addie Caldwell is a member of the team and the director of the Manisakio Wellness Center. She envisions the coaches as the initial contact for someone who is seeking to get clean.
They're our first stop. They're the first person that's going to meet with someone to figure out where that person is at, what that person needs, and then kind of tailor what they are doing to fit what that person needs.
In a phone conversation, Caldwell said the issue often starts at home.
You know, we have multiple generations sometimes in one household, and if one person is struggling with addiction, that potentially is being seen by, you know, younger kids.
Today, Lighty Dodge is living in Shawnee and working as a recovery coach for others who also want to get clean. She has 5 boys and a 6-month-old daughter. She says she's encouraged by the work the tribe is doing. She's now attending meetings of the intervention team.
I want to show people, right? It is possible. It's possible to do it, like to get through probation, get through recovery, to do these things and get turn your life around and really do it, right? And not just say you're doing it.
Tribal leaders are making progress on many of the new initiatives they started to discuss last year. Just 2 weeks ago, many of the new recovery coaches met for the first time. They're hoping to make an immediate impact. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.